Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as the Word is the Way to Life. Jesus is the Word manifested in the flesh, and He showed us the way to life and how we can have it more abundantly. And He is also our very best friend. Praise be to God. We've been looking through the Psalms, Psalm 51 through 100. And this week we're up to Psalm 76, and the instruction for the choir director is the Psalm of Asaph, to be accompanied by stringed instruments. A song. I don't think we realize sometimes a lot of the Psalms are also songs that was meant to be sung, and also poetry and literature, wisdom literature, prophecy literature, and I could go on. But the Psalms are a very important part of our spiritual life. Hear God's word. God is well known in Judah. His name is great in Israel. Jerusalem is where He lives. Mount Zion is His home. There He breaks the arrows of the enemy, the shields and the swords and the weapons of His foes. You are glorious and more majestic than everlasting mountains. The mightiest of our enemies have been plundered. They lie before us in sleep of death. No warrior could lift a hand against us. When You rebuked them, O God of Jacob, their horses and chariots stood still. No wonder You are greatly feared. You can stand before You when Your anger explodes. From the heavens You sentenced Your enemies. The earth trembled and stood silent before You. You stand up to judge those who do evil, O God, and to rescue the oppressed of the earth. Human opposition only enhances Your glory, for You use it as a sword of judgment. Make vows to the Lord your God and fulfill them. Let everyone bring tribute to the Awesome One, for He breaks the spirit of princes, and He is feared by the kings of the earth. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy and precious word. Wow! That's an interesting psalm, isn't it? Have you ever heard people talk about victorious Christian life? I am leading the victorious Christian life. Well, I hope so. Well, they usually mean that Christians can have victory over sin and temptation. That's what they mean. See the fruit of our ministries and experience the blessing of our family life and enjoy continual joy and peace. And that's what we read in the Psalms. The picture is often different, though. The one who is victorious is God. And the ones who share in His victory are weak and poor and oppressed. Now, similar to Psalm 68 that we read a few weeks ago, this psalm praises God for being the warrior who fights for His people. It appears that Jerusalem had been under attack, but the Lord had come to their defense and wonderfully defeated their enemy, because Zion was where He had chosen to dwell with His people. Now the psalmist describes the splendor of his God. He's like a mountain, strong and immovable. No one can stand against such a God in battle. And interestingly enough, no mention is made of Israel contributing to their victory. It seems that they only had to stand back and watch God make both horse and chariot lie still. Verse 6. Asaph describes a victorious people as the afflicted of the land. Now, I think this term might describe a group of people who are weak, oppressed, helpless, persecuted, and desperate. Yet, there are victorious people of God. Well, these are two important lessons here for us. First, the Bible makes more of the victorious God than His victorious people. God is victorious. I don't know about us sometimes. We have victory over sin because of our old self was crucified with Him being Jesus, that we should no longer be slaves to sins. Romans 6:6. We have victory over Satan because of what Jesus Christ has disarmed the powers and the authorities of this world. Colossians 2:15. Christ conquered death so that God gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. So every victory that we enjoy as Christians has been won for us by our warrior king. I think we know who that is. Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Well, I think the second thing maybe the psalmist is describing is the victorious child of God. In the same way, the Apostle Paul, speaking of his own ministry, Paul reminds us that we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, not abandoned or struck down, but not destroyed. Praise be to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. That's the first quality of victorious Christians, is a recognition of our own weakness. Yet, even though the enemies arrayed against us are powerful and formidable, we know Christ has defeated them. It is by faith that we share in his victory. Now, at the end of the psalm, Asaph calls on the people to bring gifts to the one to be feared. Verse 11. So today, what do? We bring gifts of money or possessions so that we can do good, and then we share it with others. For with such sacrifices, God is pleased. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. Wow, it's an interesting thing as you look at the Psalms and see all the things that are there. And I think the psalmist has done a very good job of describing God as a radiant light in verse 4. And what is the light of God's radiance? You can find that in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. Who is the light of the world? Jesus. And I think that's also being able to focus on our relationship between God being light and his plundering of the violent. Wow. So the New Testament is really good. I think the Old Testament, including the Psalms, is Jesus concealed. Then the New Testament is Jesus revealed. And we see Jesus all the way from Revelation to Genesis and from Genesis to Revelation. So the New Testament and the power and the victory are experienced in the context of weakness. 2 Corinthians 13:4. How has your experience been? How has your Christian life been? Victorious? Still challenging? Seeking the wisdom and the grace of God, setting you free from sin by simply accepting Jesus into your life? It seems like a simple thing, doesn't it? Oh, you have to accept Christ into your life, and that is the truth. But you have to be sincere about it, too. And you can't just say, well, okay, I've accepted Christ in my life. Now I don't have to do anything else. I got a reservation in heaven. No, you can fall from grace. And I have challenged myself sometimes over the years where I was thinking about falling from grace. But praise be to God, the grace of the Holy Spirit and Christians who encouraged me along the way, I repented and I stayed in the kingdom of God. Repentance is so important of our Christian life. To be victorious, we need to always be in an attitude of repentance, meaning that we can analyze things and make sure that we decide to be on the right track with Jesus. It's always a wonderful thing to know, because the world is always out there, always challenging us and wooing us into the wrong way. The Holy Spirit, John Wesley described as the hound of heaven, always wooing us in that love relationship with Jesus. That's what keeps us on the right path. That victorious Christian life includes a lot of pruning. So don't fight it. Just get pruned, because you'll produce more fruit in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I could go on and on, but sometimes I get the rambling. But I just really do appreciate you tuning in to the Word is the Way to Life podcast, or whatever you want to call it. And I just hope and pray that you were encouraged today. But just a little note of the series that we're doing on Jesus as your friend. We know that he is the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace and the Lamb of God. Emmanuel, God with us. He is Lord and Savior, Alpha and Omega, the Good Shepherd and, more important, Messiah. Yes, your friend and my friend Jesus. He finds us sometimes, and even when we're in challenging situations, but there's nothing better than having a trusted friend by your side. Oh, yeah, Jesus went to heaven. He's no longer here in the flesh, but he said, I'm going to send one greater than me, the Holy Spirit. That friend is with you every step of the way as you go through this thing called life. And then we'll go from life to life as we have a resting place in heaven. Jesus said that I go to prepare a place for you, and some translations said mansions. One translation said resting place, and I kind of like that. I think by the time we're done with this life, we need a resting place. Amen. Well, have a wonderful, blessed day in Jesus' name.